got a game for you.
Okay.
Okay, this game is called Florida or China.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you know how whenever we talk about like weird news stories of the day or some like stupid criminal kind of thing, it's always like either a Florida man or it's somebody in China because they have a billion people. So people are going to mess up and do crazy things. So I'm going to tell you the story. I'll tell you the headline. You tell me, did it happen in Florida or did it happen in China?
Okay.
Okay. Number one. Man breaks into home to cook breakfast. Tells owners, go back to sleep. I got this.
That is Florida.
It is Florida.
Mm-hmm.
A 19-year-old Marine broke into a home in Tampa to cook breakfast. Surprise, he was very drunk. The residents did not go back to sleep, as he suggested. Instead, they called the cops and he was arrested.
Yeah, that's a Florida thing. That can only happen in Tampa.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Here's number two. Man's cheating pigeons win race by taking high-speed train.
That's China because that's Tampa doesn't, or Florida doesn't have a high-speed train, so that's got to be China.
Very good. In Shanghai, China, the pigeon's owner smuggled them onto a bullet train to cheat during a race. Where the winner gets about $150,000, but they got caught and they didn't win.
That's kind of brilliant, though. My bird is faster than yours. They proved it.
Right. All right. Number three, a man suspected of using private plane to draw giant radar penis.
Florida. Because there's no giant penis in China. There's only a giant penis. You know, you've heard all the rumors, so it can't be a giant penis in China.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if any of that's true, but you happen to be right. It is Florida. It's Kissimmee, Florida. A bored pilot who worked for one of those tracking apps flew in the shape of a penis, but the app was live. So when you see the tracking, it's this big giant penis over Kissimmee, Florida. Yeah. Here's the next one. Man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing an animal through a fast food window.
Got to be China.
This one's Florida.
It's Florida? Oh, come on, Florida.
Uh-huh.
What kind of animal?
A Florida man named Joshua James was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon without intent after throwing an alligator through a Wendy's drive-through window.
Why would you do that? What? Okay, A, why do you have an alligator in your car? B, why would you throw the alligator at the worker at McDonald's?
Well, it was Wendy's, and Wendy's. Well, he was also charged with illegally possessing an alligator, by the way. So I think it was supposed to be in lieu of payment, or it was like they gave him his food, he didn't want to pay, or he was like, you know, sick him, Fido.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. It's this pet alligator.
I think when he was driving away, they said, see you later, alligator. And he said, after
took it literally.
Crocodile. And threw
in a wild crocodile, boom.
They asked me to throw him at it. I don't know.
They were egging me on. Here's the next one. A man tired of waiting in hospital steals ambulance and drives home.
China.
It feels like it would be China because there's so many people you would think in an emergency room, you're waiting for hours. That was also Florida.
Florida because there's only bicycles in China.
No, there's cars in China.
Not
we're going back to Tampa again. A man named Danny Kuzneski was drunk and suicidal. So his neighbors brought him to the hospital to have him committed, but he got tired of waiting for the doctor to come in and evaluate him. So he stole an ambulance and drove himself back home.
Did he park in the driveway?
He actually parked in his neighbor's driveway, thinking that
smart.
They would suspect the neighbor.
He's not crazy then. You shouldn't commit him.
Right,
because
exactly.
The crazy one would have pulled in his own driveway. He was smart enough to blame it on the neighbor.
Exactly. Sanest thing he's done all year. How about this one? Son keys BMW in a showroom to force his father to buy it for him.
I don't think there's a BMW showroom in China, so I'm going to say Florida.
It is China.
It is China, huh?
It is China. A 22-year-old dude was seen on surveillance camera scratching a brand new blue BMW with his keys. He just got his license. He wanted his dad to buy him the car. He ended up being detained by police instead.
He wrote on it, "Mine." That's not how you claim the car, son.
You're gonna have to give me a discount. This car's all scratched up.
Yeah, I don't. Can you at least knock $10 off? I mean, look, it looks like crap.
I gotta get a new paint job. I gotta have this buffed out. Like, this is gonna cost me some money here. Okay, here's one. Man breaks into jail to visit his friends.
Florida.
Of course, it's Florida.
Yeah, that only can be Florida.
Yeah, Patrick Rempe, a 24-year-old dude from Florida, was arrested for ramming his car into the front door of the local jail in his small town. He admitted he was high on flaca. I don't know. It's something.
Okay.
He wanted to see his friend who was incarcerated in that jail. He succeeded because now he's in there with him.
Is flaca only a Florida thing? Is that why they call it flaca?
It's probably like... what's that one?
Like spice or something like that.
Stevia. What was that one?
No,
that
that's what they put in Pepsi.
okay, that's stevia.
It's not what they put in drugs.
I'm not sure what flaca is, but I looked it up on the.
I've heard of Waka Flocka Flame, but is that where he got his name from?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so it's on the Department of Education. Department, the DEA.
Okay.
The drug
they
enforcement.
Know about flaca.
The drug enforcement people. Yeah, flaca.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It's a dangerous drug similar to bath salts. It's a bath salt.
It's generic bath salts.
If you can't afford bath salts, here's flaca. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the Cheery A's of. Instead of Cheerios. Okay, how about this one? Man stabs tourist despite having no arms.
China.
Is that Florida or is that China?
That's got to be China.
It's also Florida.
I'm getting none of these right. What's wrong with Florida? He had no arms. How did he stab him?
A homeless man with no arms in Miami, 46-year-old Jonathan Crenshaw, held a pair of scissors with his feet. And he stabbed a 22-year-old guy named Cesar Carano. Why? He said it was self-defense. Turns out the 22-year-old tourist was only asking for directions.
You couldn't outrun him. He had a knife in his foot. I mean, how fast are you going to run?
I know. Well, it turns out the homeless man is a painter and he paints with his feet. So his feet are pretty good. Like he uses them like hands. So he's pretty.
You can still outrun him if he's holding something in his foot because he's going to have to hop.
That's true. Yeah.
And you should be able to. Okay.
That's a good point. I got two more for you. Man arrested just to avoid girlfriend asking why he won't marry her.
China.
That is China. Yes. Mm-hmm. Seeking a place to get away from his girlfriend's incessant demands to get married, a thief in Shanghai told police he wanted to get arrested, and that's why he decided to steal a bunch of tech stuff. He actually succeeded mostly because the girlfriend said she didn't want to marry a thief.
But she wouldn't, even though he's a thief, she probably still, you're going to marry me? When you going to marry me? When you going to marry me? The cow, the milk, the thing, whatever the hell that is. Right. She probably drives him nuts.
Except it's in China, and so it's in Chinese. So
right. So it's poor guy.
I don't think it's a cow and a milk, but anyway. And here's the final one. A man who wandered off drunk joined a search party for himself.
That's Florida.
That's a trick question. I loved this story so much, I wanted to wedge it in. It's not Florida. It's not China. This happened in Turkey. You got to hear this story. A 51-year-old Turkish man was out drinking with a friend. They were drinking in the forest and he got so drunk. And his friends like left and he was there by himself drinking. So he started to try to walk home and he realized he was too drunk. He couldn't find his way. So he kind of did like a Goldilocks thing where he found an abandoned house. He breaks into the house just to sleep and eat their porridge, basically. But now he's passed out in this house. And when you're that drunk, hours pass. He doesn't come home. His wife is worried about him. She waits 24 hours. She calls the police. they send out a search team. The guy finally comes to, eats something, takes a shower, decides he's going to head home, opens the door, and he sees the search team. He's like, what are you guys doing? Like, oh, we're searching for a missing man. He's like, great, I'll join. He just joins in, and he's just walking around. He's just walking along with everybody. Like? What's the guy look like?
He's like 5'9", brown. Kind of. Yeah, let's look. Come on, I think he's over here.
So obviously, if somebody obviously recognized him and said, yeah, hi, it's you. We're looking for you, idiot.
I found me. I'm right here.
Do I get a reward? I found me.